look, we all judge. We're not supposed to, but we all judge, and we're all being judged. We're going to share with you the things that people are quietly judging you about. Anonymous, what are you quietly judging people about?
I judge people about their personality, their character, how they treat other people. Mm-hmm. In our industry, we have a lot of colleagues that like to bash each other. I work in the vet industry, and we have one of the highest suicide rates, and I just don't understand why we have to bash each other.
Wait,
between
what
different
industry?
Clinics.
In the vet industry?
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
The veterinarian?
Yeah.
I am not, but I do work in the veterinarian industry.
Gotcha. My goodness.
I didn't know vets. I knew I had heard dental, that or in dentists, you know, that there is a higher rate there, but I had not heard about
police,
vets. Yeah. Wow.
Military.
Yeah. So you judge people based on the way they treat other people.
Correct.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like to be here. We bash each other nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah. We get paid to bash each other.
Yeah, and that's good commentary, but when we're working for the ultimate same goal, I don't understand why.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Human beings, but we bash each other between different clinics as well as working with our colleagues.
Wow.
And I think the difference, too, is she's probably referring to it's like serious bashing. And when we bash each other for the most part, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think about yourself in a negative way, but it's probably more not serious. Sometimes it is, but mostly it's not overly serious.
Well, yeah, like you see comedians like roasting each other. They're doing it to be funny and to get laughs and stuff. But like if you're working at a veterinarian office and people,
that's happening.
Yeah. And it's not joking. And people are being mean. That's not good.
I
think adults, probably not more so. I think adults bully more, almost as much as kids do.
Really?
It's just different.
It's in a different way.
Oh, if anyone walks in this building that's any way odd, we're all like, oh, who's the new person? What a loser.
Yeah, and like we have any
face,
room to talk.
Yeah, I know.
We're the biggest oddballs that there are.
Absolutely, but it happens. I think it happens more than, it's just different, I think. Isolate people, you don't hang
out
with
people. So
you think
it's more of behind the scenes that we are kind of bashing and bullying, because bullying is right straight up.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. All right, Anonymous, thank you. Let's go to Lo. Lo, what do you secretly judge people about?
The way people talk about their spouses to each other.
Oh.
Yep.
Like, women especially.
I understand venting. Venting is one thing. Yes, everybody needs to get things off their chest so that way they don't take it home and take it out on that person. But you also have to be able to throw the good stuff that they do for you and all the good times. You can't just sit there and harp on your significant other that you supposedly love so very much. And all you do is talk about everything they do wrong.
Yeah,
right. That's a good one.
And there is a difference between venting and somebody who just bashes nonstop.
I will say women do this way more than men. Women will bash their husbands. What did you say?
I said, yes, they do. And it's disgusting.
Yeah. I don't think men typically, I think men more like joking, like, oh, the old ball and chain's got to get permission. But women will be like, he does this and this is disgusting. You know, that type of thing.
I don't know.
Just because they say it's a joke doesn't mean it's funny.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
That's true. Yeah, that's a hard one.
And you know, there's a lot of sage advice that comes out of Love is Blind. But there was one thing that one of the dads said on the show that I wholeheartedly agree with and can say honestly that we abide by. And it is never call your spouse a name they won't forget.
Yeah.
And it has been something that we agree on, Ben and I, especially because I know I would never be able to forget it
right,
or let it go.
Really?
Yes. And we just don't.
I got
we
a whole list of
it
both
doesn't
of
work
us.
For us. And I'm not saying, like, I don't judge. I guess it's not something I judge. It just doesn't work for us. We could never.
Right. Well, but I think sometimes when things aren't going well, instead of maybe talking about the behavior or just say, this behavior I hate, it goes to the person.
To the person.
Or becomes personal.
Yep.
And you're like, ugh.
Yep.
And we've all done it. I've done that. People have done it to me. But
we have not all. We do not all do it. I do not do it. I'm saying we don't.
You never call them a name ever.
Never.
Like you're stupid or you're being dumb. Or,
No.
Or same.
Or saying like, I don't agree with this or like this behavior. Like we do it like that. This behavior. But
I think the behavior,
never.
Yeah.
Ever, we just don't.
No,
we
once don't. Again, Katie's marriage is always perfect.
I'm not. I'm telling. It's not. It's not always perfect.
No,
but I'm telling you, it is the thing that we do not do.
That's something
don't.
That we learned in premarital counseling, and we've held true to that.
We just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you get you again, I think the behavior is okay to talk about, but sometimes you talk about somebody's behavior and they take it personally. But like, sure. No, I'm not talking about you.
And that's different
as
a
person.
But
yeah.
Well, in the heat of the moment, that's the problem I have. I get very aggravated mm-hmm. to the point where it hits like a boiling point. Although I'm a lot calmer now.
It's the vaping.
It's the vape.
We're all very, very thankful for the vape.
But you know, I've said definitely names that I regret, and then also like, that's not what I really meant, and explaining it, but it can be hurtful. Mm-hmm. And they also say, don't ever mention the D word. I'm not talking about down there.
Oh.
I'm talking about divorce.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true,
so
too.
So don't say unless you mean
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
All right, let's go to April. What do you secretly judge people about?
And this is so bad, and I would never say it out loud to anyone, but I judge little kid haircuts.
I judge adult haircuts too.
Because I'm not talking about like the ugly cuts or cuts I don't like. I'm talking like the little kids who have like 2 inches higher on one side of their forehead than the other side. I'm thinking like, parents, are you not there when they get the haircut? Or
right.
They have these cowlicks all over the head and they come out to church and their hair's sticking straight up all over the head. And I'm just like, ooh.
Oh,
but, yeah, I would never say it, but I am judging hard on the inside.
Yeah.
I like it.
I got you. All right, April. I think something that maybe is somewhat common, but we all do, is judge people's baby names quietly.
Oh, yes. Gosh. Yeah.
You don't say it to, you never say it to the person. I mean, rarely.
If you do, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You should not.
Even if they ask, what do you think? You're like, I like that name a lot. I would definitely name my son Cletus.
No,
yes, that's a good name.
Ever be honest.
Yeah. Some other things, and if you guys
I have one.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, it kind of piggybacks a little bit off of what our previous caller just said. I judge you, and it's just outwardly, if I can smell your bedhead. if I'm walking behind you, or I'm walking past you, or I'm walking near you, and I can smell your bedhead, and it's not just like, oh, I don't have bedhead because I don't have hair or whatever, because I know you're going to throw that out there. If I can smell rising from the bed, I judge
you. Well, I think any smell, you judge people.
I'm very sensitive, yeah.
And then also, that's why I know you guys get up early, but I always believe in showering in the morning.
If I don't shower at nighttime, I shower in the morning, and that's part of the reason why my husband's like, I don't want to have the same bedroom as you anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm loud, I'm banging around, moving things. So I try to shower at nighttime, but
I shower in the morning, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean.
You got to.
Sometimes I take three showers in the morning, if I go to the gym, and sometimes the rinse off at night.
Yeah, it depends.
Okay. I mean, you can dry your skin out, but all right. Might get a little flaky.
Yeah. Let's go to Deanna. Deanna, what do you secretly judge people about? Deanna.
Embarrassingly, homeless people on the side of the road backing, whether they are really homeless or if they're on drugs.
I can see that.
I didn't hear what she said.
Homeless people. She said she hates to admit it, but homeless people on the side of the road begging.
Begging. Oh, yeah. Okay.
She
got
judges
it.
Whether or not they're really homeless.
I see.
Yeah,
got
I think
it.
We all kind of make judgment calls because, like, obviously, if somebody's down on their luck, it's like, but you see someone out there, like, is this some sort of game or you know, or are they? Because sometimes you see somebody out there is. Obviously, if they're out there, there's something wrong with them. But it doesn't mean they're necessarily homeless. Are they running some sort of scam? We're all so worried about getting scammed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. I've done that before.
Well, I mean, a lot of times it has to do with mental health and drugs. And they do say the best thing to do is more of a donation to like a homeless shelter rather than directly to the homeless person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no. And you know, and there's people that are maybe judging you for what you said, but I think we all judge different ways.
Aren't we all judging? We're all judging.
We've all been at a stoplight. We're like, ooh, what do I do here? Or like, I don't know. This seems odd. Okay. Thank you.